Finding Hawaii in the empty ocean. The Pacific Ocean is enormous, bigger than all the land on Earth combined. Scattered across it are tiny islands, specks of rock and sand separated by thousands of miles of open water. About 1,000 years ago, people found these islands. They sailed to them on purpose, without compasses or maps, in wooden canoes. The Polynesian navigators learned to read the ocean itself. They memorized the positions of more than 200 stars and knew which stars rose over which islands. They watched the waves. When waves hit an island and bounce back, they create patterns that a trained navigator can feel in the motion of the boat, even when the island is still far below the horizon. They noticed that certain birds fly out from land in the morning and return at night. Follow the birds in the evening. Find the island. A navigator named Mau Pialuk was one of the last people who learned these old ways. In 1976, he helped sail a traditional canoe from Hawaii to Tahiti, 2,500 miles across open ocean, using no instruments at all. He didn't steer by looking at one thing. He held a whole picture in his mind. Stars, waves, wind, clouds, birds, and felt his way across the sea. When he arrived exactly where he intended, it proved that the ancient voyagers weren't lucky. They had a science of the ocean that took a lifetime to learn. The knowledge wasn't written in books. It was passed from teacher to student, memory to memory, for 1,000 years.